AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Severe cold, ice, and snow in Texas are being blamed for at least two deaths.
The next few days are going to be very tough.
Temperatures have dropped to the single digits overnight in Texas. There are power outages. Linda Hidalgo is Harris County Judge.
To those who have lost power, I know you are frustrated. I know you're miserable. I know you're uncomfortable. I know it is very miserable in this cold without heat.
With power out, the lines are long at fast food drive-thrus in Houston. Gabriella Young's car is in the line.
I'm hoping to get a Whopper, the biggest one.
At least one storm-related death is reported in Louisiana. Near Wilmington, North Carolina, a tornado overnight damaged houses, ripping some off their foundations, and snapped trees in half. There are reports of people trapped in homes. Some people are reported missing. The North Carolina Republican Party censured Senator Richard Burr over his vote to impeach former President Donald Trump. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Burr is one of seven Republicans who voted to convict Trump of incitement of insurrection on Saturday. And while that made it the most bipartisan Senate vote for impeachment, the final tally was 10 votes short of the two-thirds majority needed for conviction. North Carolina GOP Chairman Michael Whatley says the resolution to censure Senator Burr is merely symbolic, but it expresses the party's disagreement and disappointment with Burr's decision. Burr has represented North Carolina in Congress for 26 years, the last 16 as senator. He announced several years ago that he will not run for re-election in 2022. I'm Ben Thomas.
Pennsylvania's Republican Party may meet to discuss censuring Senator Pat Toomey over his impeachment vote. An official says an overcrowded bus has driven off a bridge and into a canal in central India. At least 40 people were killed. Six people were rescued. This is AP News. At the Australian Open, Naomi Osaka has reached the semifinals and a possible matchup with Serena Williams. Osaka is riding momentum from the U.S. Open.
For me, I'm just happy to be more consistent. I think I'm being more consistent since New York, so that's the ultimate goal for me.
Osaka won the U.S. Open, her third Grand Slam title. In the NBA, the strategy last night for the Utah Jazz was easy. Give the ball to Jordan Clarkson. He scored 40 points. The Jazz beat the Philadelphia 76ers at home, 134-123.
And that's what it is at the end of the day. I'm just coming in, doing what coach is telling me to do and what my teammates trust me to do. And, you know, that's take shots and try to make plays.
A Florida medical examiner is looking into the cause of death of former NFL wide receiver Vincent Jackson. He was found dead at a Florida hotel room days after authorities spoke with him as part of a welfare check. He was 38. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.